Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I am Kristen. Good morning. Good morning, Neil. I'm so trained to say good morning, but of course it's the afternoon. It's not morning, Saturday afternoon. So I've got to get focused here and remember where we are. Yesterday, unfortunately, we were not able to broadcast because we were having some problems with our internet, which luckily was restored yesterday evening. So we are back on the air, and we're airing the show that we were going to broadcast on Friday, which is regarding the connection between the soul, mind, and body. And we've got several callers in the queue. Hello, callers. We are going to be getting to your calls at about 15 minutes or 20 past the hour. So shortly, please do keep your place in the queue. We have a caller from 402 who has not raised their hand. What you can do, 402, if you'd like a reading, is press 1 so we know that you would like to speak with us and you do want to speak with us. So we'll be getting to your call soon. For those of you who haven't already done so, Neil and I are on Facebook and on Twitter. There's also Neil Baker Psychic page on Facebook separate from our account, and you can find both pages via the other. So we'd love it if you gave Neil Baker Psychic a thumbs up, and if you would send us a friend request or follow us on Neil and Kristen Baker. 562-596-7818 is the phone number for further conversation. And for our callers today, 914-338-0164. And of course, you do press 1 if you want to speak with us. So the mind, body, and soul connection. We were talking about this on Wednesday, Neil.
Yeah. Well, what I find exciting about the mind, body, and soul connection is that, well, we're dealing, this is basically a show geared towards the soul or the spirit, but we have to contribute the mind and the body into it because they both play their parts in that assemblage. But when you're dealing with the soul, that's when you bring in all the exciting characters, spirits and guides and ghosts and things like that. The astral realm, the third eye, all of that is comprises the spirit and soul. And that's what's exciting about, I think, about existence, because it lifts us out of our body journey, which is survival.
I bet you said saliva.
Well,
it is part of the body journey.
The chakra.
As well as survival. The first chakra and the fifth chakra.
You know, what is the body journey? The body journey is basically what we do on the planet in terms of our actions. That's the body journey.
Right. And, you know, it was interesting because we did this, we spoke about this very topic on Wednesday, and there was a post on our show from a very nice lady who I think received a reading on the air, but she had talked about in the past show about art is equated to passion. And when we get into these elements of passion and art, we're in the field of the area of true consciousness. And I replied, well, actually true consciousness is in the spirit. And it does get confusing because we have so many wonderful elements on the planet that, you know, artistic music elements, writing. And these are of the earth. I mean, they are of the earth. And so they're a pathway to getting to the spirit, but really the true essence of the spirit is not those elements. Gosh, we would have transcended already.
Well, you know, I mean, we can have passion of the earth, and that can include art. Remember, they're all connected. So we kind of mistake the passion of the body and the mind can feel very spiritual. And indeed, there is a spiritual
connection.
Level
there's a connection
to the body and the mind. There's a spiritual connection.
And can't there be a connection of spirit in writing and music. I mean, you can infuse the two together, but you've got to establish that spiritual essence before you can really really join the two, because it's ego.
Yeah, and I mean, spirit's a really a word we've taken away from the essence, the pure nature of spirit, and we've applied it to, we've let spirit blend into other things that we do, of course, because we are basically also made of spirit. It's not something that's tangible. The mind, to the most part, is tangible, and the body is very tangible. So those two elements borrow from the fallout, if you will, the energy of the spirit. So we're in different layers. The highest energy is the spirit. That dwindles down into the mind. The mind dwindles down into the body. And they're each layers codependent upon one another. But basically, if we look at the body, we are a body that what rests up top of our body is our brain, our mind. And that energy is resting on a co-chemical, physiological organism. But that controls our impulses, our blood, and everything that's going on in our energy field, also in terms of the body. Now, above that, when we get up higher, it's less defined, but that's where spirit is. I mean, it's hard enough to define the mind. We can see how the mind manifests in terms of the body, in terms of creation and art and literature and things like that. But how do we see the manifestations of the spirit? Well, that's in an element all of its own. So it's harder to get into the idea of the spirit without getting confused with what the brain can do, because there are emotions in the brain. There's a compartment for that. And there's a compartment for passion. And there's a compartment for fear and joy. All of that is in our brain. So most scientists will say, well, that's where it stops.
And
the brain can produce a, quote, spiritual feeling. There's probably something in the brain that can promote the idea of otherness, because our brain, our frontal lobe is developed enough for us to understand that that there is separation in the world, and that we can analyze ourselves from without ourselves. And so, therefore, we can also analyze the concept of a God. But it's created from the mind. So therefore, can it really be proved? Because the mind produces it, not so much religion or some kind of myth or whatever you might want to define it as. So the how do you define the spirit? How do you define? You have to define the spirit in a way that's metaphysical, in the way that's supernatural, in the way that the mind can't comprehend it. That's why scientists back off. And doctors back off, because when you define the spirit, now you're talking about ghosts and spirits and karma and
things that aren't scientifically measured necessarily.
Yeah, you can't measure it.
And the application of, I mean, a lot of people interpret spirituality to be based on the earth. I mean, I'm reading posts online talking about Prince, for instance, Prince dying, and that now he's up with the angels in heaven singing in the choir. Well, you know, that's not really how it is, people. I mean, it isn't.
Well, I don't know. I've never, you know, what are the
never sang in a choir.
I've never
sang in a choir.
Up there or seats or anything, you know, and how do you get in? That choir, we want to feel that we can bring with us parts of the earth, and that now the best parts of the earth are in heaven. And there's this heavenly place that's eternal, and we get to stay there and knit sweaters or go fishing.
Or hold our dogs.
Hold our dogs or sing songs. Folks, No. That's not what the element beyond the earth is like. It's what we would want to structure it as, because in the confines of our brain, that's what we think. But no one up. No, there's nothing that says when you die, you will be patting your dog forever. You'll be singing.
It's not.
There is a rejoicing. But it's all figurative.
But it's not physical. I mean, it's not like an elevated earth that we go to when we go off the planet.
No, it isn't like that. It isn't one big shopping spree where nothing is, you're being charged for nothing, but with, you know, you pay spiritual dollars for what you want. It's not like that. You're dealing in an area that is beyond comprehension. We can't define it. So there's no definition, clearly, empirically speaking, laboratory speaking, of the spirit, at least not yet. We haven't dissected it and analyzed it and put it on on display for scientists to see. We haven't gotten there yet, and I hope to God we don't. We don't want the spirit to be confined into the earth. We want the spirit to expand. It's something within us that we want to go into and explore and never find a ripe definition for, because it's mysterious. It's beyond interpretation. It's something that we can feel and sense. But as much as we journey into it, the more we somewhat become lost, but lost in a way of reverie. It's a sort of a lost pleasure of a grand hallucination of energy. That's the spirit. And that's what we don't clearly want to define, but yet, listen, it's in us. That vast universe that the spirit brought with itself into our body is within the concept of our mind, but it just is in a darker corner.
Right. And so that the link is the third eye to this.
The link is the navel. The link is the portal. It's the area to get through, to squeeze through, to find that energy.
So you're talking lower brain, the navel, the third chakra, which relates to the third eye.
Well, it starts off the lower brain. Doesn't it start off? The lower brain is our portal to feeding, to the world outside. It's how it's our eye. It's our position of energy, of nourishment. When we're in that world of liquid, when we're in that ocean, and we're morphing within 9 months from sea to land, and we're becoming a human being about to express ourselves as a human being, as a Homo sapien, breathing the air, so to speak, as we make that great evolutionary jump into the earth, there's another journey, you know. And that journey is as we walk through the earth, we're now getting prepared to journey into the outer spheres beyond the planet, beyond the universe. So really, the 9 months that we spend in the womb is like the 90 some years, if we're lucky, that we spend on the earth. We're preparing for a rebirth. And in that rebirth, we move and evolve into pure spirit. Now, that pure spirit is within us, incubating. Pulsating. It's moving in us, leaking bits of information to us. And our third eye is hungry for it. And if we open up our third eye, then of course we start to grasp the language of the spiritual realm. So, you know, I mean, they're all codependent.
And the body and mind can be deterrents. I mean, they can block an individual from fully accessing.
They're built to. The body is confined to the earth through gravity. The mind is confined because we only use a certain percentage of our mind. It's built, and the framework is meant to confine us. So if we're being confined, so to speak, where do we go? We've got to go inward. But in going inward, deeper and deeper and deeper into our soul, where we meditate, where we concentrate on the element of something inside of us that we can't define. We finally reach this spark of spirituality that lights up. Now it lights up and our bodies are glow with astral energy. Our auras are lighted up. Our third eye is lighted up. We're inspired. We've got this idea that there is something deep inside of us where the key is that unlocks the door to the spiritual realm. And that's where we transcend the body and the mind into the spiritual elements. And we get to have a blast out there discovering what is existence like once we're off the earth. So it has nothing really to do with the earth. We're living in it, but spirit really is beyond the planet. Whole new definitions, whole new words, whole new languages, not even a language, not even a word. It's something that we haven't even conceptualized yet because it's a different kind of communication.
Right.
It's a spiritual communication that our brains.
Right. And it's so foreign to many of us that it's scary to really start to divorce oneself from the body and the mind and enter this.
Well, fear is a strong attribute of the body and
well,
mind.
Well, it's a strong attribute of the earth. I mean, it's like, you know.
So part of this, we're afraid that in order to survive, we've got to stay in our body. But pure survival, survival of the spirit, is to get out of the body.
Right.
But to get out of the body in such a way that you don't do damage to the body. That's the trick. You don't want to do damage to the body.
Right, you have to be very careful.
You don't want to do damage to the body.
You have to be very careful. But, you know, we've got to get to some of our callers because we've got a lot of people in the queue. And let's see. Several new people. 91. There's a foreign caller who has not pressed one. I believe that's a foreign number. I'm not sure, but it's multiple digits. 919. If you'd like to speak with us, please press one. And I'm going to bring on our first caller here. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
Thank you for. This is Dani Marie. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Okay. How do you spell your name?
D as in David, A, N as in Nancy, I, space, Marie.
We've spoken
Dani
with you before,
Marie.
Have we not?
Yes, a while ago, I believe.
Yeah, you're
so.
The jewelry person, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Okay, hi, how are you?
Hi, good, thank you so much. I've had a lot going on lately.
Oh, good, so, well, that's good to hear.
Well,
can we get your birthday again?
Yes. It's 8/23/1974.
Okay. So do you have a specific question today?
Just to see hopefully what's going to happen with me in the next few months, personal-wise, because a family member was in a severe car accident. So the dynamics have changed at
wow.
home.
I'm so sorry. Is yeah. that, do you want to give yeah. the birth of that individual?
Yes, 5/18/71.
Is that your significant other or spouse?
Yes, yes.
Gosh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Boy. Okay. All right.
5/18/71.
And how is he doing
yes.
now?
He's hanging in there. He's got several broken bones, but he's not really trying to follow the doctor's orders and very stubborn. So it's quite scary because he's the breadwinner.
Wow.
But and he's had two surgeries. The accident was 2 weeks ago, and he's already had two surgeries
oh, wow.
to kind of put his leg and ankle back together. And
we have another caller that had a husband in an automobile mm-hmm. accident. It was what about
oh,
4 months
wow. ago?
Yeah, so mm-hmm. sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I just did a reading about a car accident. You know, the car accidents, Dani
Marie.
Yeah.
The car accidents, yeah. they come, they, you know, generally speaking, a car accident is a morphing of a war zone energy. Not all the time, but commonplace, to me, the commonplace logic of a car accident, especially when you're the victim, it comes from a place of a war zone in a past life. So imagine
okay.
the person committed a crime during a war. They got away with it. They come back. They're not necessarily in a war zone in this lifetime, but the energy finds its way like a snake into the element of traffic. And war, because there's so much violence on the world, and there are opposing factors. It's almost like a warfare. If you were from another planet, you saw cars facing each other at tremendous speeds, you'd think that there was some kind of clash going on. Well, mm-hmm. that's what happened there. Now, your significant husband?
Is it your husband?
Yes.
You see, his karmic number is 32. Now, why is that interesting? His karmic number is 32. And your day is complete. It's inverted. The day
wow.
that you were born is his inverted karmic number. Now, your years are interchangeable. Your 7 to his 1 is 71. His 7 to your 4 is 74. The years are interchangeable. Also, the mm-hmm. idea that your master numbers together, you're a 7, he's a 5. There's a difference of 2 in there, which amounts to that element right after your 8. Now, yes, indeed. Fives are very physical. They're very headstrong. If we want to put into stereotypes. There's a strong physicality about a 5. They're very verbal. So your husband would be like, I don't need this. This is a waste of time. I got to get out of it. See, but the very aggression the very aggression that he's using to remove himself from the accident is also the very probably aggression, karmically speaking, that got him in there in the first place. So the expression of aggression. And it can be good, it can be bad. Now, your element is a seven, so you're supposed to be toning him down in terms of a spiritual nurturing. And if he's wise, he's going to listen to you and he's going to go, okay, so I've got to listen to a higher voice and let this be worked out. So what he's got to do is he's got to have the courage to remove himself from this physical stance of survival, which is meritable, and listen to a higher frequency. And in that higher frequency, of course, he's going to avoid a further accident later on. But in terms of this element, your journey is to convince him to listen to spirit. That's what you're supposed to be all about at this point.
Okay. Wow. That's something. I've been working on doing that, and it hasn't been successful so far in 20 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, remember, you know, don't give up, because your month is in his day, and there's something that your husband is going to hear. Ultimately, he's going to hear. He'll probably have a weird dream and tell you about it and say, you know, I had the weirdest dream last night. And he'll tell you about this dream, and that dream should be interpreted. But I think he's going to visit above.
Call the show again.
Okay. So wait for
him. Did he get an interpretation of the dream? Yeah,
wait to hear his dream. This isn't really touching on your own personal life, but, you know, you mentioned the accident, so we have to get into that.
Yeah.
We've got a huge list of callers today.
No worries. You're
always welcome to call again, okay? Thank you so much for checking
in. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Care.
Blessings to you both.
Blessings to you, too. And Dani Marie can join us on Facebook if she hasn't done so already. I don't think she has. Or follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio. And those links are under our profile here on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, we have Gwendolyn. Hello.
Hi.
Oh, no, this
is Susan.
This is Susan. You know what's really weird, Susan, is that you and Gwendolyn, numbers come through the same way. Why is that?
Weird.
Okay, well, hi, Susan. 1029-58, hi. Is that right?
Yes, but I'm calling in about a love match for my daughter, and my daughter is 520-86, and the fellow is 218-88.
88. Wow. Okay. Well, there's definitely, their years are interchangeable and they align. Oh, 218. And he is a 2, 3, 11, 21. 21, 16, 20, 37.
I believe
she's a 4, right?
I
didn't add her up,
she's
but
a 4, 7,
I remember
17.
That 51.
25, 31, 4, and then 10, 11, 21, 29, 37. Well, well, you know, your daughter's collected a guy that's compounded, and it's not bad. Compounded can be complicated because of the intensity of the karma. So this guy has a lot of karma going on. Sometimes that results in a divorce, or his parents are divorced, or
divorced.
Yeah, so he's divorced. So that's commonly what occurs. And he's born in 88. So, you know, I mean he was married and divorced rather quickly. But that's because of the energy of the
he's
two.
Like, what, 32?
Yeah.
33.
But that's because of the energy of the 2 and 1. You see, he's got a 2 and 1 in his month and day. So we got the sexual energy going on, the root energy of the earth. And that, he came in to get married, to get divorced. That's one thing he had to do. And, and you know, good luck. He was supposed to get divorced, but he was supposed to get married. Okay, so that now occurs. And now he meets your daughter. And when the years line up in the daughter's energy, we're sort of getting to see the years align. Her 8 to his 8 is 88. His 8 to her 6 is 86. So now they're supposed to meet. Okay, so they're supposed to meet, and here the two people are meeting together. She's a 4, he's a 1. That comes to a 5, which lo and behold is her month. So they're meeting together because of a karma in a past life. And that karma in the past life is now moving over towards the two in her energy, which is sexual energy. So they meet and they become sexual. Okay, so now that's going on. But what occurs there is that there's going to be a journey past the sexual interaction that mm-hmm. now amounts to a challenge. What are they going to do with this challenge? Should they grow up and become adults and work together? Or do they find in that energy that quite make that leap and they break up? That's going to be the big question, which probably won't even be approachable until, well, after May. So it's a time of after May, Sue, that's even approachable. But for the situation of our format and our show, only an hour long, several callers, they're supposed to have met. It's a match made of karma. Striving okay. towards working towards something perhaps a little bit
more
higher,
transcendent.
But it's going to take work.
Okay, Susan.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, lots of callers today. I had no idea Saturday would be so busy, but apparently people are home.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, okay. 402 is our next. Hello, 402. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Melinda.
Hi, Melinda.
72876. Hello.
Hello, hello. Okay, Melinda, 72876. Where are you calling from?
Nebraska.
Nebraska. We don't get too many Nebraska callers.
Yeah.
So it's nice to sometimes get people from different locations that we don't hear from normally. 172740=4. And Melinda, what is your question?
I think my question today is life purpose. I've been really doing a lot of soul searching and just kind of still coming up feeling lost.
Melinda, have we spoken with you before?
No.
No? Okay, this is our first call. Okay. Alrighty, life purpose.
The life purpose, you know why you're coming up to this question in your life right now, Melinda, is you're about to turn 40, and that's your karmic turnover. Your karmic turnover is 40 years basically of working through karma. 40 comes around, and you switch your energy around, and things start to change. And you start to move forward into a higher gear.
But, I mean, you know, we experience karma throughout our lives. But the density of the karma is more intense through the first, until the karmic turnover, whatever it is for each individual.
It's the great half chapter. It's the second, you're writing your second book. Now, up to this point, you know, spirituality has been part of your energy, a relationship intense and then confused and maybe shattered. And then a sense of climbing towards a rebirth. Are you divorced or did you have a shattered relationship?
Both.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't be disappointed. It was in your code. Your code suggested you came back to the earth, this planet, to go through that for the purpose of karma. So you came back for that. Now listen to this. Your day is 2 and 8. 2 from 8 is 6. 2 from 8 is 6. The number before that was 7. So there's 7 and 6 if you subtract. That's your year you're born. So you're about to have a spiritual revelation in your third eye. That third eye, 7, 6, is a 13 or a 4, which is your master number. Your master number is 4. That's heart.
Yes.
That's balance. And it's hidden. It's hidden in the energy of 7, 6, which we know is 13, which is 4.
4.
So your journey of what's being directed in terms of Melinda, your journey through spirit to third eye, you're going to have a mystical transformation that can become enlightening to the extent that it can be career changing, move changing. You're going to understand different attitudes of quote religions and beliefs. You're going to be meeting new people that have been awaiting your arrival because they're karmic figures too. You're going to be traveling somewhere distant, maybe outside of the United States, forthcoming. So these things are, you know, these things are all awaiting you. Now, that's very exciting. And what you should be doing, if you're smart, you'll start to produce a journal, your own personal journal, because it's going to produce for you a roadmap. Because while you're producing it, you're going to be getting information from a higher source. You see.
Okay.
Have you thought about doing a journal?
I have, yes.
Yeah. So now you're writing your journal. And while you're writing it, angels are going to be around you throwing down information. You're going to be channeling. You won't know it. It won't feel any different. You'll just be writing.
She's
writing,
not going
to
be like, you know, writing in tongues.
No.
It's gonna
be- right.
You know, maybe it's just going to be a mysterious element that suddenly you'll look at your writing. You go, wait a minute. What's all this stuff that I'm writing? And it's going to be present to you a journey, an inward journey that's going to extend to an outward journey to where you find love, spiritual evolution. It's exciting. You got some exciting stuff coming up, Melinda. So, you know, the readings are brief today, but that's the beginning of your book. I'm telling you.
Wow.
Yes. Wow. Thank you.
Okay, Melinda. Thank you so much for your call.
All right. Thank you very much.
Can we ask what type of work she did? What type of work do you do, Melinda, just so we have it for our notes?
I was in nursing, and I became disabled around the age of 29.
Oh.
And, you know, like I said, just kind of been lost and trying to find myself.
But disabled, but you can get around, right?
I can, yes. Yeah.
Well, let's not worry about what's confining your body. I'm telling you, I don't care. There's going to be a transcendence to something higher, and you're going to be on that journey. And I don't know if you know it yet, but you're going to be traveling.
Wow.
Wow, that's
always
exciting.
Always to travel. Yeah.
Well, keep in touch with us and let us know how things transpire, okay?
All right, I will do that. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Melinda.
Okay.
And for further conversation, 562-596-7818. If Melinda hasn't already done so, it would be great if she joined us on Facebook or on Blog Talk Radio. Okay. Nathaniel, hello.
Good morning or good afternoon.
Yeah,
how
you're suffering from the same disease I am. I can't tell what time of day it is. Okay, what's going on? 5157, Nathaniel, 2810-1.
Well, I get a birthday tomorrow, and I'm looking.
Oh my gosh, it is! Happy birthday! I'm sorry, my brain's still in April here. Happy birthday!
Happy
Any
birthday.
Special plans?
What was that?
Any special plans for your birthday?
Oh no, not no. Actually, just kind of taking it easy.
Oh well, I hope you do. I hope you do get to do something nice.
Okay, we'll see what happens. Yeah. I'm out on a job search, and I'm hoping I'm going to get a car soon. But you see the job search working out pretty good?
Well, what I'm seeing, you know, and we've done readings before, Nathaniel, on the air. There's a strange position today with you, and there's a lot of birds around you. Now, okay, birds. There's always birds. You walk outside, you see birds. I don't know. There's something to do with you and birds today. I don't, you know, maybe somebody from up above is looking down on you and using the instrument of birds to produce something. I don't know. I know you like music and stuff. But,
no, it's kind of true. I see the mockingbird outside. I've been seeing, like, the last few days, you know, I put my cat to the Humane Society. She had kittens, so I don't know if I'm going to be getting her back in a couple weeks after nursing. But, you know, I miss my cat, and, you know, I look up for the birds, you know, and I see all kinds of, you know, hawks and, you know, mockingbirds and owls. And
okay, so there's a certain, what I would do on your birthday is I would investigate a little bit of animal energy. You can go online and go to a bookstore, whatever.
Yeah, Ted Andrews is a good one.
Ted Andrews is good. And read about the symbolism of bird spirit guides, because you're noticing them for a reason. Now, birds stand as elements of elevation. They transcend. They defy gravity. They fly. They're filled in literature and all kinds of mystical writings. So there's something connecting you to birds. And I think what I would do if I were you tonight, right before your birthday, just when you go to bed, take your brain into the element of visualizing birds. Do a little bit of reading about birds before you go to bed. Look at some of the literature on bird spirits, animal spirits, hawks, ravens, mockingbirds. Mockingbirds are very crafty birds, incidentally. And they all hold an element of energy. So you want to make sure that you've looked at that, and it might present to you on your birthday tomorrow, happy birthday, a language from the birds, which may even help you with your car, because car is essential to flight. It's the flight of the earth, you know, along the horizontal line of the earth. So just let's look at those things right now, Nathaniel, and see where it goes from there.
Okay, well, thanks.
Hey, you're welcome. You're glad we got a chance to wish you happy birthday. Have a great day, okay?
Oh, thanks a lot. Goodbye.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay, we have a caller from, I'm not sure where this is, 919, a long number. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Deepika.
I'm sorry, your name again? Could you? You're probably going to need to spell it for us.
Okay, it's D for Delhi, I for India, P for parrot, I for India, K for kite, A for apple.
Deepika, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from India.
That's what I thought. Welcome to the show. And what's your birth date?
1st April, 1978.
1978. And what's your question?
15, 10, I'm calling in for the first time. I'm not sure if this is something for the forum, but I would like to understand my relationship with my mom and my dad, if that is something you do with the numbers.
It's not only numbers, Deepika. It's numbers. The numbers are a code, but it's also psychic information. So it's more than just numerology. What's their birthday?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yes. 6 June 1954.
Okay. And your father?
Is 19th January 1948.
1948. We're 6654 and 1954. Yeah. 6654. We do the numbers differently here in the United States.
Yeah,
so I'm reading them differently than you said them on January 19th, 1948.
Yeah. 22. 33. And my brother is 5th January 1981.
We can't get the brother. We don't need the brother. We've got a lot of callers. So we're going to try to do what we can for in this short amount of time that we have. Yeah, the father is obviously 6 years older than the mother.
Mm-hmm. The one thing I would like to understand is my own nature in terms of why I'm like, you know, not thinking that everybody is as important as me. I think that is from my father's side, but I'm not sure how it works out karmically. And it's not something I want, but it's there.
Uh-huh. 4, 6, 10.
Deepika, I don't know. I'm getting a lot of pain from your mother. Is she in any kind of physical pain, emotional pain that you're aware of?
Yeah.
Specifically, what? Can you validate that?
It's just the way life has been for her with all three of us.
Yeah.
Like, she's been the giver and doer, and she doesn't get anything in return, and it's there. I see it. It's like she's not important for us. For us, it's just very much in ourselves. So, and I need help breaking out of that.
Yeah. Your mother's misfortune is that life has been hard for her, and she wears it heavily on her soul. So it's hard for her to feel that release, that freedom of spirit. And because of that, which is rather tragic, she's put out an energy field that you've internalized yourself. You've taken it in. So because you're sensitive, you've taken in a lot of your mother's pain and a lot of your mother's disappointment. And so you're carrying a lot of burden from that. Now, that doesn't mean to say that you have to separate from your mother, but what it means is that you have to carve out of that experience a higher self for yourself. You have to have the courage to take flight, to move away, to move out of that realm, so to speak, without destroying your relationship, but to move out of that realm and find your own self, because I think you're overburdened with your mother's journey of life, which of course is also induced by your father's input. So are you living at home now?
Yeah. At the moment, yes, because as such, I'm not well. So that has been physically also pretty taxing.
Well, you know, what? It's a complicated issue, not one we can solve on a
radio show.
The first thing you have to do, and it's problematic for you, but the first thing you'd have to do is to start to work yourself out of the home. And I don't know, in your culture and your lifestyle, that may be difficult to do. But that is one issue that would be outstanding in my mind as one way to find your higher, truer purpose. Because right now you're locked into the dynamics of your family, connections, and that's not always in the highest element. What I don't want to destroy the family structure, but I want to help you to discover who you are outside of the family structure. So that would necessitate a move of some kind, which maybe is complicated, but that's your first step.
Okay, that's all we have time for today, but you're always welcome to call back on another show, or you can contact Neil directly, 562-596-7818.
Thank you.
Thank you for your call. Okay.
Yeah, it's complicated.
Very complicated, and then we've got all these birth dates to look at, But
she's probably thinking, how do I, move out? I mean, it's too complicated, and I understand that, so I'm not minimizing.
No, you're not minimizing, but you don't want to give a fast food answer to a difficult question. Okay, so let's go on to our next caller. Hello, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, who's this?
It's Gigi.
Oh, hi, Gigi.
Hey, guys, how are you? What did you say?
She said, "How's Marie Chevalier?"
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, so my birthday is May 12th.
It's weird. I thought of you the other day, so it's funny that you should call. I really did.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. I was to pick
You're
that
welcome.
Up. And, you guys are such a magnetic couple. I look at your picture all the time and I go, oh, they're such a great couple.
That's really sweet. Thank you so much. Gigi, I know you're a 3811 too, but we've got to get your birth date again.
7/17/1958.
All righty. Okay. So what's new?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I just heard some news from one of my children that was disappointing, sad. I'm dealing with, just yesterday, I think it was. So I'm dealing with that. And I'm kind of feeling as if my life is, I don't know, kind of like in neutral right now. Maybe it's like downshifting, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm feeling definitely out of sorts. And so wanted to get a little guidance.
Sorry to hear that.
Well,
thank you.
Well, maybe until July. You're going to be 58 in July.
Oh, that's a significant, because you're born in 58.
Yeah, that's right. So you're born in 58. And why is that unique? Well, sometimes the year, when the coded of the year, sometimes we can throw it into the age of the person. And you're going to be 58. So, 58 is, your master number is 2. So 2 into 58 goes 29 times. Now, that's important because we're getting into an element. 29 is also an 11 or a 2. Don't forget your master number is 38, 11, 2. You're 38 equals 11 equals 2. You're going to be going through 29 cycles. That's 29, 11, 2. That 11, 2 is that. Now, that's where your confusion is with your family. the troubles, what you're getting, the information, it sort of bogs you down. You're a mother, so you're concerned. That's the karma of your family dynamic. And that's coming in because you're serving a certain sense of karma, aside from the fact that you're a mother and you're maternal and all that. Now, how do you find yourself out of that? Where do you fit in away from your family? Because don't forget, your family's karmic, so it's a sort of catch-22 there in terms of trying to find yourself. But lo and behold, there's a way to find yourself. That's embedded in the unique pattern of 58. That eight in your year signifies rebirth. So there's going to be you're going to find a way, a crack, a key. When you turn 58 this July, for that year, you're going to find a way to move into a different element of consciousness. Uh-huh. Now, what I would suggest you do, and you may think this is stupid, or you may think it's ludicrous, but I would suggest that you do some freestyle painting and drawing.
Oh, not ludicrous at all.
No, she's real creative.
Oh,
I didn't know.
Oh, it's not ludicrous. Okay, I didn't know. So, I mean, maybe I do know. I don't know. Maybe I'm talking, you know.
Do I know that? I think you are. You creative, Gigi?
Yeah, very, very. That comes as a breath of fresh air now, and totally resonates.
Yeah.
Okay, so I didn't know. So I'm talking intuitive. So art. Take your art to a way to where it can't quite be defined on the canvas. Don't draw a flower or somebody's face.
Right.
Draw the elements of mysterious colors and the blending of designs.
Mm-hmm.
Abstract. But go into the surreal world of the third eye and start to release some of the garbage in your head so you can get it on paper and see what the inside of your head looks like in terms of colors.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to do that and shatter the glass and produce the blood flow of your third eye. Put it on paper. Start there. That's a good start because we have limited time today.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I shall do that.
Okay, Gigi. Keep in touch. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Much love.
Bye. Take care. Okay. It's funny. We've got two calls from the same number. I'm not sure if it's the same number coming through twice, but I'm going to take the first of the two. This is 262. Hello. 262. Are you there? Okay. Maybe the second 262 will yield a response.
Hey, this is Corey. Hello?
Oh, hi. Corey?
Hi.
Can you hear me? Hi.
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, your number came through twice. It's odd.
Corey.
That's weird.
Yeah, real weird. Okay, sometimes that happens. Corey, what's your birth date again?
5/4/84.
5/4/84. Okay, what's up?
Oh, I've just been feeling kind of out of sorts emotionally and mentally, and a lot of bad luck's been going on with my family, just cars breaking down. My dad got in a car accident. Just a lot of bad luck going on.
Yeah, car accidents kind of in the topic du jour throughout the day.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
Surrounding elements in your family, for you, I don't know. You know, you're affected because it's happening with your family, and seems to be a lot of bad luck, you said, going on, and car accidents, cars breaking down. Again, car zones, to me, they morph from a deeper, deeper element way back in time, somewhere in the war zone. In your family, has there been anything manifest in this lifetime with guns or weapons or knives or hunting or anything like that in this lifetime?
My sister's husband was in the army in Afghanistan.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a little bit of leverage there. Okay, so I'm pulling on that thing. You know what I'm getting with you? I don't know what it is yet. Maybe I'm repeating something that's already happened, but I'm getting you between jobs, or if you're working, you're between jobs. So what's happening is you're slowly swimming towards the next island of a job. So I'm getting a job coming in with you. that is going to be kind of important, because on this separate island where this job is, figuratively speaking, you learn something, you're getting something. So imagine swimming in the water, you land on an island, you venture into the island, you meet different people from the tribe of the island, maybe a woman, maybe a guy, and you learn something. In the former lifetime, you encountered a tribal zone on an island and you were tattooed. They gave you the tattoo of the tribe.
But I
know I'm talking like really weird esoteric stuff, but that tattoo became something that's in your soul. Now, it doesn't mean you have to have a tattoo in this lifetime, but mm-hmm. it means that the shadow of that tattoo, the shadow of that tribe is starting to beat in your heart again, because you're about to venture into a job where you're going to be given a number or a title, but you're going to be entering a job, Corey, and in that job, you're going to be part of the job consciousness, the tribal of the job consciousness. So what you got to do is start to prepare yourself for this new job where you'll be given a badge or an assignment or something regarding the job, but lo and behold, it's really about an old tribal consciousness. What kind of work do you do?
I've been working for this elderly man for the last 5 years, and he's a very stubborn man, very hard to get through with things.
Are you planning to end soon, or
I stopped working with him for 2 years when I was going through all this mind control and attacking of my soul, and I reunited with him again, and I think a lot of my uneasiness comes from him.
Yeah. Well, then there's going to be a branching away, because you're intelligent. I think you're intelligent, and I think that you have great sensitivity, but you're also, that sensitivity leads you to be bombarded by the elements in the earth, and we don't always see all those elements. So people mm-hmm. who are very sensitive are sometimes victimized by elements and energies in the earth that will attach themselves to you and sort of psychically attack you. So you have that zone going on, but there's going to be a temporary job situation that may be able to get you out of working with this guy, because you have some kind of codependency on him, probably from a past life. Maybe he was one of the elders on the island and he's giving you a bad time, but there's going to be some shifts going on, Corey.
Okay.
Okay, Corey. Thank you so much for your call.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, one last caller, 530. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. This is Tanya, born 1975.
She's a 36-9.
What's her birthday?
4/19/75. Tanya, what's going on?
Well, I didn't actually expect to get on the show. I called you really, really late.
We've had some people drop, and we've been kind of limiting the time structure for each call.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I appreciate getting in. I actually talked to you guys sometime last week, and I have, based on some of the advice that you gave me, I just put a deposit down, paid the rent for the next 2 months to move back to LA.
That's right. And you were the move, and you're the person who does the blood analysis.
Yeah.
Right.
So now I'm feeling fairly career oriented, and I was just wondering if you're picking up anything on career advice. I'm kind of putting myself in more debt by putting the cost of the boat on my, where I'm living, on my credit cards. And so I would like to start bringing money in as soon as possible.
Planning on getting like a job, a regular job, in addition to doing your private practice and building your own business, or?
Well, maybe. I'm kind of hoping I don't have to, but that is mm-hmm. always an option.
Okay.
So right now I'm seeing, let's take one step at a time. Right now I'm seeing $3,000. Does that morph into, does that manifest anything? Does that mean anything to you, first of all?
$3,000? No, but that would be really handy to have.
Okay, that would be really handy to have. So that, you said the magic word, handy. It's going to be in your hands. I think somewhere you're getting $3,000. I don't know where it is yet. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe in your move. Maybe in your move, but $3,000. So $3,000 means that somehow in, oh, you're going to be moving to L.A.? You haven't moved.
She's moving to L.A.
So when you move to L.A., when you move to L.A., there's some kind of, quote, $3,000 input you're going to get. Something's going to come to you with $3,000. Could be through the work, something like that. Where's right now, okay, where's the closest animal around you? Who has a dog or a cat?
My roommate has three dogs.
Uh-huh. And you're going to be leaving your roommate with the dogs there?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so when you come to L.A., you're going to be the work, just hang in there, because the work is going to give you $3,000, which slowly you've got to nurture and grow into more money. But you're going to be getting $3,000. Now, we don't know yet where it's coming. I'm only telling you it's coming. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. You know, it will fit its way in once you're here. When do you plan? You know, I'm seeing around May 15th, but when are you planning on leaving or getting here?
I'm heading out Monday. I expect to arrive like Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
So May 2nd. So by May 15th, something, this $3,000 may suddenly start to form itself towards your pocket.
Okay.
Okay. So that's the first clue. We got May 15th. You're coming out here. You're going to be, where are you coming from? What area?
She's in
Denver.
Are you in Colorado? You're Colorado, yeah.
Yeah.
But you're from Shasta originally, but Colorado are this number.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Well,
so,
I'm from Montana, but the area code is not Shasta.
And, right, and you move around a lot. I remember you saying that, too.
I do.
So
I'm
coming,
very nomadic.
So you're coming here May 3rd?
Yeah, the second, approximately, yeah, second or third.
Okay, so that's only... you know, that's only a couple, 12 days away from what I'm saying is where, I don't know if you're going to get the money then, but something's going to happen at that time that will lead to the money. So,
okay. You
know, we're getting you, we're almost running out of time. We're getting you step by step out here and step by step towards the goal of making money. So just keep in touch.
Okay. All right. I appreciate you taking my call today. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Tanya.
Yeah. Continuing story on that one, right?
Yeah. Continuing story. All right. So we are out of time, Neil, and out of callers. We will be back on the air on Wednesday, I think. Are we back on the air on Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay. Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. Thanks again for all your questions and participation. We appreciate it.